All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Oh, cool. Here I am in the hidden section, the closed stacks of the library, looking at all of the RPG books that never were.
Ooh. So those are like design documents and forum threads where people got started on the project and then it kind of petered out.
Yeah. Yeah. That brief period of time where it was Dungeons or Dragons and you had to choose.
I hated when they split up. I was really happy when they got back together in the 80s.
Yeah. Dungeons or Dragons sucked because it was like, do you want to explore an empty space or you want to fight somebody in a void? And like, that was not great. But this is where there's all kinds of just also rans and never wases.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. This is the odds and ends pile. This is the weird shaped carpet remnants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rock bottom remainders with Dave Barry on the guitar. Which is true.
No, I know.
In a band.
I know. Stephen King was in that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
It was a band. A band made up of famous writers. Yeah.
That's disgusting. I figure we just flip through one of these bins.
Okay.
I can't remember if we've done a bin flip for a random thing. That's real fun. Like get random comics and shit like that.
Yeah.
And get this and maybe there'll be a video game based on one of these role-playing games you cannot find anything about.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm down for
that. Despite how many times you Google. Because you're trying to find stuff to talk about for a game you're going to talk about. And it says it's based on a game.
Uh-huh.
And there's no trace of it.
It sounds like you already have a game in mind, Gary.
You know, nope. You'd think so. But no, I just figured we'd randomly pick one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So I'll leave the honors to you.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me flip it through the box. Put on my box flipping gloves.
I don't have my archival gloves. Yeah.
Akastar. I definitely never heard of Akastar. Why is the game computer talking about? Google doesn't beep at this. Why is the game computer beeping?
Wait. Okay. It says I found something on archive. So apparently there's a DOS game called Champions of Zalula.
It is based on the role-playing game Akastar.
That does not exist.
Fuck? Yeah. You lied. The game computer is a liar.
Oh, I mean, the game computer is an agent of chaos, which is actually a really poor decision for something that is that pivotal to the show.
Shouldn't have made it sense yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, Hide Your Dad or Dads.
This week on this premium episode, we are talking about Champions of Zalula. This is a game that y'all voted on, and it was put into the suggestion box by Chris and by Ferb. And Ferb says, a groundbreaking marvel of visual design. And this is in the Time Slaughter. This is in the Time Slaughter zip code of an amateur project that is very amateur.
I adore it.
Uh huh.
Quite a bit. Actually, like I was saying, how I didn't have things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, you know, it's just because I wanted to learn about Akastar.
I really, they've got a miniature bestiary in there where you can read the details about the numerous races that you can play as, including eye, dog, and ostrich.
Yes. The classic three-person party.
They really nag ostriches in this one. I don't have I don't have the straight up text of what's there, but just it really leads with, these are dumb creatures. It is weak. Do not pick this fire.
Well, the in terms of a fighting game context, that might be one of the things that ostriches are worse at.
Yeah.
You know? Big cloaca breaking eggs.
Right.
Champions.
Mm-hmm.
They take home the Iron Cloaca year after year.
And you could use them to, like, send reams of documents, you know, just then those new pneumatic tubes, you know?
Sure. You're talking about, like, an ostrich, like, fax machine or something, like you mpreg an ostrich with the document, and then you send the ostrich over to your friend to give birth to it.
Well, no, what happens is you whisper the words into the cloaca and then it runs, and then it gets to the other end and it lays an egg. Then they dip the egg in some dye and then they can read the words on the side of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, or the egg hatches and there's like a scroll within.
Ooh. You know?
Like, I'd be down for, like, you know, portent ostrich. Like future ostrich.
Yeah. They're big. Yeah. They're fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the Pony Express.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And ostriches have been known to, when they're cornered, they can slash you with their back talon and gut you like a fish. You know?
Yeah, they seem very scary to me.
Yes.
In a fighting game, I can see why they wouldn't be, because they have these long necks, which would be very vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. Just ringable, yeah. Ringable necks. Yeah, going up against, like, rock golems and ninjas and undead.
And you know, land octopuses. Like, yeah,
which are also negged.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, they suck.
Yeah.
Can't argue with it. Like, you know? Yeah. But there's a lot to talk about in this game. You can either choose or create characters from this wide array of races, and then play like kind of an MS Paint sketch of the monster.
These look like the products of the Jackbox games Champed Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are all the champions of things. Yeah. You know,
drawn,
the champion of long neck.
Drawn hastily in squiggly line art on somebody's phone over the course of 2 minutes. Yeah.
They're slightly better. Like, it's not, because there's that fighting game where you literally can draw like your own character and draw stick figures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's slightly more work than that, but it almost makes it worse.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're going to go and look at this, there is a regular edition and then there is an elite edition, which was made a year later. Treat yourself. Go for the OG. The elite edition has it doesn't look great, but there's a level of fit and finish that is, I feel, a betrayal of the spirit of this product.
Yeah. The creatures in this are just incredible stuff. And they each have like unique taunts.
Yep.
And then it's a fighting game, like same background every time, kind of like a beat 'em up.
You know, yeah.
So you can move towards the camera and stuff.
There's a bit of a Z-axis there. Yeah.
Yeah. Fighting game versus these things. And that's basically it. And you can make your own creatures. Yeah,
and by make your own, what we mean is select a race. You would look just like any other character that was of that race, and then you can write your name in. So,
one of the characters you can choose, like, I love the mix in high and low in this, because like you can choose Lord Webster or Wingding, and they're both like right next to each other, like they're equal choices.
Yep,
like you're choosing your champion, and it's Lord Death versus Wingding. just like you're really, really good, man.
Yeah.
I fucking love Wingding. I'll kill for Wingding.
I would die for Wingding. Yeah. This is really basic story. The idea is that in this world, what's the name of the Akastar? What's that?
Akastar.
Yeah, in this world of Akastar. Yeah. In this world of Akastar, there is a famous, it's a town, but it's mostly just an arena where all of the champions from across the land gather to battle. Determine who is best. Simple,
it's
simple
world
stuff.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with just cooler looking creatures.
God, the squid.
That were created in, Scribble Knots.
Yes. Yeah. And so you
there's
end
a really dark implication if you quit the icon to quit the game is a guillotine.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody walks away from this. No.
Yeah,
there's no running. Yeah.
Like, I will kill Wingding or I will fucking I'll kill myself.
I made my own character. God, the portraits on these things. I've got a video of this playing in the background. I don't know how you do this all the time, because I'm just looking at the rock hole and talking to the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also have a video going because I like to remind myself of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just the rock golem versus a dog. And the dog holds its own, and it's not a dog.
No, it's a little four-legged fish thing. It's like a Darwin fish.
When you quit, you do get your head chopped off. Like they show an animation, like I quit the natural way rather than just closing the archive.org window. And you do, your head gets cut off. It's nice. Really grisly.
Wait, will you let these three evil boss monsters take over the city of Zalula?
Yeah, this is when you quit. This is the message you get.
Yeah, or will you flee the city in shame, leaving the helpless citizens die at the hands of the fiend's evil army? So it's important to note the text in this is very poorly written because the designer is Quebecois, so they're writing in English when it is not their primary language.
Yeah. Yeah. When you, we get that message of like whether you'll flee or leave, they give you a preview of the three evil masters here. Slimy Char Ooze, the bone crushing skeleton Kiro, or the wretched storm giant Serac Killman.
Would you believe that the giant is the smallest sprite on this?
Yep. And it's just like a guy with a bad beard.
Yeah.
Like the drawings on this are incredible. It's I mean, digitized versions of carnival art almost.
Kinda, yeah. The humans on this, like the way that they're rendered, it's real Hotline Miami, like the grotesquery of the faces.
It's how everybody drew when they were that age, where everybody's looking directly at the camera. No matter which way their body is going.
Yeah. Or the eyes are directly at the camera, but the rest of the face is somehow at a three quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everything looks like Captain America's tits in that Rob Liefeld drawing. You know, like it's the same basic thing.
Yeah,
just an incredible game. Like I am going to this will make its way onto the next Duck stream.
Yes,
into our next fighting game thing. And like I think that if you have the right crew, like putting this on in the background at a party and just like having it be pick up and play, you have like a really good time. Like I would go to a bar where they were just playing this in the background.
Yeah. Zalula night.
Yeah. So yeah, everybody loves Zalula nights and Zalula days. I fucking love Zalula.
I can't see the, really I can't good. See or say the words Zalula without thinking of Jeff Galooly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of, the Zusha, or whatever, that the Simpsons, are they're making fun of the children's show host with the gigantic knockers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Zusha or Zuzula or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Krusty can't pronounce it.
Jozikla. It's South America's Jozha.
Which is based on a real thing. I remember seeing that show on like TV and just being like, what the hell is like Vanna White for kids.
It was almost like they brought her on like a Charo kind of figure.
It's very Charo.
And respected huge private citizen Tom Landry. The intro to this, I mean, the way that this introduces itself, open on a country road vanishing into the distance. A storm is rising above. The bassiest, fartiest music is playing. And then you get
what time signature is that fucking in, dude? Like, it's this weird. I was listening to it and I was like trying to count it out. Like, what is it, this fucking 11-4?
It's just vibing. It's in the key of vibe, Gary. Yeah.
And then it starts once the bass farts stop and the main instruments come in and it starts slapping. Like, it's like, shit, now it's time to Zalula. Yeah. Like, it is real Zalula time.
But it's just a knight walking toward the camera in real time. 2 whole minutes, starting as a dot on the horizon. It's fucking like a Bellatar movie, dude. Like,
yeah, it's an Andy Warhol presents The Champions of Zalula. There's a Pixies video where they run, all four of them run down a big fakey mountain and run past the camera, but they just slow it down to take the whole length of the song.
Oh, okay.
And that's what this is like.
Yeah.
But he just, you know, it's this is over the credits. And we get our moon and sun at the same time to show that we're on an alien planet.
Of course.
This character is not in the game as far as I can tell. I don't know who this is.
No. Just random knight.
Like a guy.
A knight into dreams. He's carrying a shield that has a Z on it. I think the Z stands for Zalula. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3.
He's got
four.
Yeah,
it's 8.
He's got a 4x2 when it comes to his ribbies.
Yeah. He doesn't have a weapon.
He's got a Magneto helmet on. Very much so. Very good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is wonderful. On the list of races, the first one is Cyclop. Which is... Hey Gambit, how's it going? Cyclop.
Cyclop tell me Gambit he cannot go to the bathroom anymore inside the house. they all say like pee in front of them.
I don't
get it. It's like pee Cyclop.
Yeah.
Which is a powerful phrase for dick. the party was great until he whipped out his pee Cyclop.
Yeah. Polyphemus. Yeah.
Polyphemus the pee Cyclop. We're talking about ostriches earlier.
Okay.
Me and Will were talking about Midwestern local commercials.
Okay.
Recently, and we were talking about Bob Roarison. Have you and I ever talked about those commercials?
Bob Roarison? No, we haven't.
Okay, so Bob Roarison is just—it's a car dealership with a guy with the last name Roarison, and the icon is a lion, and it's like, come to Bob Roarison. He kind of talks like Captain Crunch.
Okay.
But it reminded me of Eagle Man. Do you know Eagle Man? Have we talked about Eagle Man?
No. What?
Dude. I wish I could say I've been saving this in the pocket.
Okay.
Because if I had, like, this is abject suffering gold.
Okay.
And it's kind of amazing that I haven't shown this to you. And I'm giving you a little bit of homework because I think that the audio is important to put into the episode.
Okay. All right.
And you'll forgive me for that.
No, that's fine.
Once you see it. So I'm putting this link in the Slack. 30-second car commercial. These played all the time when I was growing up.
Okay.
All the time. And they're fucking incredible.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready. I'll watch it with you.
Sorry. I'm watching an ad for those off-brand Airbnbs. About how a grandpa and a daughter bonded finally over a game of checkers when she looked up from her goddamn phone.
Yeah.
Doesn't Airbnb seem so smart to me. Okay.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Do you have insurance on this car?
Uh-huh.
No. It must be
Eagle Man. Yep. Riveting.
Yep. Here he's coming.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
This is...
I've got something... For you.
No, you don't. No, you don't have something.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at those low rates.
He does. He has something for you, man. For you.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. That took... All right. So I'm going to need to go. I'm going to need to go back through this and we're going to.
Let's frame by frame it.
Gonna do a replay here and I'm going to mute. So the description of the action here, we have two women with very 80s hair, in a car.
Yes.
They
it's from 1993, but it was dated in 1993 as well.
they're driving along in their Geo Metro or whatever. They hear a pop.
What's that?
Like, oh no! Mm-hmm. Do you have insurance? One asks the other, and the woman says, "No, I don't have insurance." Mm-hmm. and then in a real kind of Jurassic Park kind of moment, you can kind of see the back of the Eagle Man. And one of them even says, "Oh, it must be the Eagle Man," and you can see like his tail feathers sticking down over the back of the. This is a part of the accepted mythology. Like, oh dang, were you
He's
speeding?
In the reflection of the hood as well. It's very like Hitchcockian. Like, the audience knows Eagle Man is there.
Yeah,
before the characters.
And we see the driver get out of the car.
It must be Eagle Man.
And I don't know what kind of creature Eagle Man is. This is shot for all the world like a horror movie. Okay,
he's like a mascot kind of. He's a little bit like a Five Nights at Freddy's or something.
Yeah,
you know, he's a little bit like that. Strong, I would say. Like, he seems mighty.
Well, I mean, so you have the voice. Okay, so you're
I've got something for you.
For you. It's like an eagle it's an anthropomorphic eagle fursuit that has an articulated beak. So as he is speaking, the mouth is moving, you know, puppet like. Oh no, no, the eyes remain fixed. Now, here's the contra.
Tell me how Ego Man dispenses insurance policies.
Okay, this is the contradiction at the heart of Ego Man. Ego Man presents as masculine, one would say. All right, the name is Ego Man. And has a very deep voice. You know, again, masculinely coded. Back in the 90s, mm-hmm. we would have said, oh, that's a dude. And nowadays, it's not so cut and dry, but understanding the semiotics of this. The contradiction is I have something for you. And he dispenses the rate schedule. He's standing there. He's got his hands on his hips like he's a little teapot, short and stout. And then he does a little squat.
Short and stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, there's a cut. It's, you know, tighter in on his face. And then the camera tilts down. Giant egg on the roof of the car.
he laid an egg bigger than his torso.
Yes. Yeah.
On the car. And
a lot of bandwidth.
What comes out of it?
Okay. So, you know, instead of being a little embryo inside of an egg that, you know, feeds off of the yolk and grows big, instantly... and I think that what this is implying is that this is just his little friend who occasionally lives inside of a capsule inside of him. There's a little baby. Sure. There's a little baby eagle. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That pops out with a rate schedule on in its beak, you know, presenting it in his mouth. And the girls, the women, instead of being horrified about what has happened to them, they're like,
oh, look at those low rates.
And when I would say, oh, get the shotgun.
Yeah, it's a, and this is, I can't emphasize to you enough. I just threw another one into the thing. There's maybe a half dozen of these.
Okay. Okay.
On YouTube. And this was just on TV. Like, what a gift to me and my friends. Like, I was 13 when this fucking came out. Can you imagine how much hay we made out of this?
They just let this happen is the thing. All right, so let's look at this other one. We've got an Eagle Man.
We're gonna do at least three because the third one, I just found the third one that's very good.
Okay.
So we gotta do at least these three. And you can tell from the thumbnail that third one's good.
Okay. So I'm doing the second one here. It's the one with
this actually might be the same one as the third one.
Okay.
Just from a different angle. So
So
let's do the second one here.
Okay. All right. Three, two.
Honey, it looks like we found our new home.
Oh, they got a home.
Sorry, honey. We can't afford this one.
Yeah. They can't afford it.
Eagle Man.
There's a whooshing sound. Oh no! He's squatting.
I've got something for
It's his move.
You.
It's his signature move.
Look.
Wait a minute. Listen to how goofy that leg lay was.
Yeah. They get more biologically accurate as the commercials go on.
Okay, and then it ends with the middle woman, the wife. How could I tell that the woman on the left, even in the thumbnail, I could tell that she was a real estate agent. I could just tell by the shoulder
the
pads. Yeah, the jacket.
Yeah.
But in the final shot, the wife who loved the house but figured, oh, we can't afford this house because we can't insure it, which that's not how buying a house works. Then in the final shot, she's holding the eggs, which were laid this time. The rate schedule is printed on the outside of the eggs. She's holding them like up against her chest, almost like they are comically large breasts that she is, supporting, lifting up for the camera.
Drink from my eggs.
Yeah.
And this is Eagle Man has developed the ability to print on the outside of his eggs.
Yes.
As opposed, so this and people who really want to hear us talk about Champions of Zalula, I get it, and I want to talk about that as well. This is surprisingly germane since we're talking about ostrich faxes. Like you can't deny me that.
And Eagle Man's overall design, and what's funny is Eagle Man's costume didn't get any more elaborate in the intervening time between those.
Additionally, it says
the same thing. I've got something for you. So I don't think it's
like a Pokemon. Yeah.
I don't think it's saying like those aren't words that it's forming. Like that is either a very specific mimic, like he heard the very large man from The Simpsons saying that, or that's just his call.
Yeah, that's how he attracts Evil Eagle Woman or Eagle Person. So we had to watch the final one, which is uploaded by Eagle Insurance, which has 72 subscribers. And the title of this video is Freak Dealer English. So Freak Dealer, this is a classic as well.
Okay. All right.
So let me know when you're ready to count. We'll do Freak Dealer English, then we can end the Eagle Man digression. I was having a hard time remembering whether I ever brought up Eagle Man on the show because he's an incredible part of my youth.
Okay.
It's the best car on the lot.
No, I don't want that.
What's going on over there?
That's Freak. And she's going to be selling her some car insurance today.
What is going on?
You'll buy our insurance. Or you won't get the car!
Look at those different cards.
What's that?
It must be Eagle Man!
I've got Freak something you. For you!
Okay!
It was literally the goopiest.
Beat me.
You can't
Eagle
beat...
quotes the lowest rates available, so don't buy your insurance from the Freak Dealer.
The, fastest growing insurance agency in Illinois. It makes me miss Illinois, because this is really misguided.
Okay, I mean...
Can you imagine, the shot? Because he lays the egg in this one, instead of just having it appear, they do some practical effects.
Yeah, so I mean, we're going to need to talk through this, because based on the sound... And, okay, if you listen to that, and you can put together what happened exactly, I will send you a fucking medal, because you're a goddamn psychic, is what you are. I'm going to need to, describe what happens in this. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's really hard to even understand the mythology. So they're at a place called Freak You Auto Sales.
Is that supposed to be Fuck You Auto Sales?
Yeah, I think it's you get freaked. You get fucked on the auto sale. They freak you real good with bad rates.
Okay.
I got freaked on this car.
Yeah.
I bought a lemon because I got freaked.
And there'll be links to these in the notes, because I can't imagine.
You need to watch them.
You do, yeah.
Everybody?
But we're outside the small town auto dealership. You freak you auto sales. We have a car dealer who
is unusually tall.
Unusually tall, yes. He's got the Lady Dimitrescu parasite, he's wearing very large gold chains, and he's making a hard sell to one couple.
It's the best car on the lot.
This isn't the main couple.
This is a subplot.
Yeah,
this is a subplot that gets dropped really quickly in this commercial, because the point of interest is that somebody else is being dragged into the back of Freak You Auto Sales.
Yeah,
forced into a bad sale.
No, I don't want that.
What's going on over there?
That's Freak, and she's going to be selling her some car insurance today.
Yes, being dragged under duress. There's rope involved. This person has been lassoed on the street and brought in to have a lien put on their possessions.
Yes.
Okay. So what we have is the victim of this. The woman, and then we have the car dealer. Let's call this the dealer agent. Okay, the dealer, the woman, just being a redhead woman, she's tied to an office chair again. Fucking distressing.
There's a skull on the desk. Just one, though. It's not macabre decorated.
Yeah.
The way that they macabre decorated this set is to have a gigantic set of playing cards set up like solitaire.
Yeah.
And one skull.
I mean, these are A3 sized playing cards.
Yes. Yeah. Which I don't understand what that adds to the story. To the
I don't know what it means. But the freak
that we have that's selling the insurance is another lady. Wearing only a leather vest, and then a card counting visor, accountant's visor, and a big fake mustache.
And she speaks with a masculine voice. Yes.
You'll buy our insurance or you won't get the car.
There's a lot of gender bending going on in these Eagleman commercials. This is surprisingly woke.
Yeah. But the screen shakes. Something's happening. Yeah. The dealer agent is very upset. Because somebody is here to arrive to the rescue. Oh, wait, in the background, there's a fucking whip on the wall.
Oh, there is a whip.
There's a bullwhip.
Is that a sword?
Maybe a
knife or something? There is some more set dressing. They just didn't really put it in the shot. There's a spear.
So
spear, whip, and skull.
In comes Eagle Man. Somebody has either given him or he has procured a velvet cloak or cape.
What's that?
He's more of a superhero now, which is suggested by his man suffix, but it wasn't explicit before.
Also, the
Eagle
cape...
Man gets right to the chase this time.
He must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
He turns around.
Away. I'm real pregnant. I gotta go.
I'm gas preg. What happens is he flips he turns around very quick. He flips up the cape, squats, and then out from a perfectly circular hole in the bottom of his costume pours just a shocking jet of fog. Like a direct.
What certainly happened is somebody came up behind him and sprayed a fire extinguisher or something through his legs.
Yeah,
it's really propulsive. It pops out really fast. And we still get like a really, really audible like. A real, you know, taking a potato ricer and jamming into a jar full of hot dogs sound.
And then we get kind of the POV. So, I mean, it's especially goopy because he fires out these two eggs side by side. He doesn't do them in sequence. He does them in parallel, yeah. Gary.
Yeah, he can double knock a bow. So this is as wide as an Eagle Man has ever been gaped.
Yep.
And
they're gonna have to send him over to the mega hospital to stitch him back together.
Yeah, he's gonna have to tell a story about falling on an egg to a nurse who is not going to believe
it. It was a one in a million shot.
Yeah, and these eggs come out really fast. They're flying at the Freak. Who is the leather vested like insurance daddy lady. Here they have rates printed on them as well, of course, and hitting them somehow unties the victim,
right,
and then insurance daddy holds the eggs on her tits again.
Somehow
that's important to the mythology of these commercials.
Isn't that a great pair or something like that?
Yeah, can't beat these.
Yeah. And then the rain schedule 3D effect, very fancy, flies off of the egg and into the screen, and we get the voice describing, oh, we're fast growing, we accept Visa, MasterCard, blah blah blah. Wow, those are really good insurance rates, actually.
Also, in 1993, man.
Yeah.
Just incredible stuff.
If
you try to search for Eagle Man, you get fucked up by David Eagle Man, the neuroscientist, author, and technologist.
Yeah.
Fucker. pisses me off because I'm just trying to find things about the brain, trying to find good insurance rates.
Yeah.
But if you switch to images, when you look for Eagle Man, there we get our boy.
Yes.
Because there is some good fan art and stuff of Eagle Man.
Wow.
Insurance.
Yeah. Eagle Man would very much fit in as a hero in Champions of Zalula.
Yeah. And even with the eggs, even though there are no, we cannot state about Champions of Zalula, there are no projectiles or special moves.
Right.
It's not that kind of fighting game.
you have one attack and you're happy to have it. I played as the eye because the description has it as a saying like, oh, it's a caster. It has, you know, excellent lightning. No, it's just a little like lightning bolt. It's like a stun gun that comes out of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we have anything else we wanted to say about Eagle Man? I'm very happy that we entered this into the canon. Yeah.
I was just the main thing it made me think about, and I think I talked about this with Will, but I don't think we were recording. I think we were just talking about it. I hate insurance I consider it a form of gambling. Mm-hmm. I hate commercials. I hate advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to see a commercial. However, I would flip that if all commercials had to be local commercials made on this kind of budget.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine what kind of world, how much better the world would be if that were the case? Like, it would be a delight. Like, every time a commercial break came on, you wouldn't be like, oh, shit, it's Flo from the insurance commercials who's going to do, like, I don't know what you call it, like, 30 seconds of, like, really limp sketch comedy about insurance?
Yeah, yeah.
instead you'd get a chance to like run into the Wet Pets, or you'd get like Moo and Oink or something.
Yeah, or you get you know something we talked about a very long time ago, but Norden Furniture, right?
Yeah. Just like a mini mall, like it'd be incredible. Like that would be make commercials really fun.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to make. Mm-hmm. Be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like it would actually support local business instead it of would. Just like it would. There's
think about the local actors, advantage. The local editors and filmmakers. Come on,
yeah, it would charge the economy. Like local commercials like this in a way that in every very very rarely you'll still see one,
mm-hmm.
and every time you do, it is like this crazy blessing.
Yeah.
Like there's a place in Portland called Tap Plastics.
Okay.
That is a plastics sales place that sells plastic goods, and they have.
Oh, you sent me stuff from there. You sent me a couple of platonic solids from there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just get some. Just here's some objects that are pleasant.
Yeah.
I love Tap Plastics, but they have a commercial. They have a jingle, and the jingle's really good, and it just makes me love that company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know anything about it, but I'm not going to go to a big box plastic retailer for, like, a small sphere.
Like, I'm going to go to Tap Plastics. If I'm going to get this sphere, it's got to be from Tap Plastics.
Yeah, it must be. When I first moved out to Portland, there was, when I had to listen to the radio all the time, when I worked at Fred Meyer, there's a place here called Car Toys.
Okay.
Which sells, like, stereo systems and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had a jingle, and it made me really affectionate towards them, even though I never wanted, you know, never owned a car.
Yeah.
But it was like, come on and get your toys. It was this seductive, like, car stereo. Like, it sounded like McCavity from Cats trying to sell me. And I was like, just like, yeah, hell yeah, man, I'm going to go get my toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really worked for me.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, if there's a senator you can write or something, if you're listening to this, please do it.
Yeah. I mean, just write to the FCC. Like everybody write to the FCC and make those very specific demands is what, what needs to happen. Like the depressing alternate side of this, just to show you kind of like a little bit of how the decay happens. Shortly after I graduated college, I went and interviewed and applied for a job as a video archivist at like a general purpose, like video production company across the river over in Kentucky, but still in the Cincinnati metro. And it didn't relate to my job, but they showed me around and showed me all the things that they did. And they said, oh, and this is where we cut commercials. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. that's cool. Picturing it would be not exactly like this because, you know, this kind of hokey thing is a real treat, but I figured, all right. And then as they describe the workflow, it's like, yeah, we primarily work for car dealerships. What happens is Ford sends down the like the actual commercial, and then what we have to do is in After Effects go in and put in like the specific name of the local dealer who the spot is for.
Geez.
Yeah,
it's like that Office episode where they make the local commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just get to wave at the end,
and the person sitting at the After Effects suite was the least happy person I've ever seen.
She's pretty miserable.
Yeah, like your job could be done by a macro. I am so sorry.
It is just, you know, as I get older, like I expect, you know, the world is just now worse takes, you know, to just keep coming, I guess. But this is definitely a way in which like the world of my youth was cooler than the world of today.
I mean, so talking about how commercials and by extension capitalism is bad is kind of a thing that just, you know, we hate marketing in general.
Yeah.
We're right that they have gotten worse.
Yeah, you know? It can be, it's not like this was, you know, super good before, but mm-hmm. if you're going to like within the boundaries of capitalism, mm-hmm. supporting Eagle Man is probably better than in supporting, you know, Flo.
Yeah.
And her insurance, you know, like it's at least a local company and small and like needs your business and isn't, you know, a big gigantic conglomerate. Like I am mm-hmm. not an ethical capitalism person, but if we had ranked choice voting, you know, like I would choose Eagle Man over Flo.
Yeah. Just because none of it's good doesn't mean that all of it is, you know, that there isn't a slightly better or slightly less worse decision you can make, you know?
Well, it's weird too, because these ones, at least like, I feel like the commercials for the insurance that Flo does are trying to be entertaining,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit, but they make me so angry. Like there's no entertainment
mm-hmm.
value there. Eagle Man is trying to be entertaining and it misses. It ends up being entertaining in a way it did not really intend to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but even the way they're trying is still better than like, I've been watching things on Hulu, so I've been seeing all these Flo insurance commercials. Mm-hmm. And like the joke of those commercials is she now has a squad.
Right.
And she's now the straight man. She used to be the insurance enthusiast of the group, mm-hmm. but now she's kind of the old hand.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she's just recruited a group of young people who also are equally enthusiastic about insurance. Mm-hmm. And the joke every fucking episode is like, they really want to talk about insurance, except for one of them who is a little bit like Audrey Plaza. and that's it. And it's like, this is not a joke, man. Like,
yeah.
this is just you try being happy about selling insurance by pretending to be happy about selling insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is horseshit.
It just because I see you being happy about selling it doesn't mean I'm going to be happy to buy it.
Yeah, it's not funny that you like your boring, shitty job.
Yeah.
You know, like you almost get the sense like they're just like wink, wink, like, oh, this is so bland. Like nobody would really be interested in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all know this is dumb as hell. No, like you're the reason why we have this at all.
Yeah.
You don't get to play that card.
No, I mean, that's Geico's trick, right? Which is
totally Geico's trick. Yeah. I hate that fucking frog.
or the caveman neck.
I will choke it with its own blood. Like yeah. I will lay an egg into its gullet.
It's as angry as one can be to do this. So we're approaching time a little bit. Want to make sure that we get that I cover at least one thing, because this is a small project. It very much leads with, you know, designed by so-and-so. Wanted to do a little bit of chasing down this person. I'm gonna send you this, and I'm also going to send you this. This was made back in the early 90s by a quote company called Oracle Software, which they had to change to OSP for obvious reasons. And the lead designer of this guy, the person who made the Ascara or whatever world, is a Quebecois named Christian Bouton.
Very verified on Gab.
Yep.
energy to this guy.
I was like, okay, how is this going to go? And all you need to see is his Twitter bio: semi-retired video and board game creator since 91. These tweets are my own. Team anti-riots, verified on Gab.
Yeah. Just looking at like a bunch of anti-Trudeau memes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
The pinned tweet
in French.
The pinned tweet: my feelings about COVID have become similar to that soap opera you followed for so long that has become so nonsensical that whatever happens in it just makes you completely numb. COVID is you guys' story. I hope it ends to your satisfaction. Time for me to change the channel. Written June 10th of this year.
Super sad to have a pinned tweet that has no favorites or retweets.
Yep.
Like, nobody likes this. Nope. Kristen Bouton. Just you.
Yeah. Sharing Babylon B. Yeah. CDC: people with dirt on Clintons have 843% chance, a greater risk of suicide.
Yeah. This is really, how old would this, like, looking at this guy, it's hard to tell, you know, how old he is. He's like 45.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So if you
45, 46. So he maybe made this when he was like 20, is my guess. Like we were maybe? Like 45 or 50.
Yeah. So I mean
this is like, pretty young.
This was made about 30 years ago. Yeah. So it would be. So there's an implied transformation here, because if you go to just his About Me, which is linked off of his Twitter, what we see is him wearing like the Cuban Che Guevara olive hat with the red star, revolutionary hat, standing in front of the Forbidden City in Beijing. He appears younger in this. It's hard to say because he has the cap on, so you kind of can't see his hair, but it implies that at a certain point in his past, he was definitely a communist.
His if you go to it too and you click on his portfolio is incredible.
Oh no, that's one of the links that I sent you was the portfolio.
It doesn't go back as far as Champions of Zalula.
No, it does. Scroll all the way to the right.
I got to Construction Bob 2.
Okay.
But oh, there he is.
Yeah.
The Tournament of Zalula.
Yeah. First game I ever put out to the public. Notable technologies: quick basic with default drawing methods. Yeah.
Well, this is the tournament. This is different than Champions of Zalula.
Oh, wow.
This is quick basic. Like this is different. It's not color, which is the version I played at least was in color.
Yeah.
Did I accidentally play the
no,
champion?
No. I was just
Hyper
confused.
Fighting?
So this is the predecessor.
Okay.
Oh wait, Champions of Zalula. So this is a made for mobile portfolio. So it's kind of hard to see. It's in the right row middle. And
oh, there we go.
Yeah,
it's because the thumbnail for it is just text.
Champions of Zalula is still OSP's most still OSP's most recognized titles, although it didn't sell well with the most dedicated YouTube videos. Not for what you think, actually.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Notable technologies: QuickSee using an assembly graphics library made by my brother and myself. That's actually kind of impressive.
It's very like this would be. I really wish this guy wasn't verified on Gab.
Yeah, no, it was a little bit
kind of charming.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, so it's hard to say, but yeah, his entire Twitter timeline. It was a little bit. I mean, it was like somebody farted in the room when I opened this up, seeing the Trump memes and stuff. Because it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I want to root for this guy because like. As a young person's project, you know, a scrappy kind of thing. Yeah. And all of the games on here, like you can see him just like being a little bit like slightly behind the times as things go on. So like in the 2000s, he was making what definitely would be, you know, sold on the $10 rack
yeah.
at Walmart, right? World's first lotteries on CD-ROM. so he made.
He's a little thirsty too, because this is all about hiring him.
Yes.
Like, yeah. We could literally hire this man if we wanted to.
I don't want to support him.
No, I don't want to either. I'm just saying if we wanted to like fix him or find out what Ascara is.
Yeah.
We just have to catfish him in an interview and ask him what this RPG world is from Zalula.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're gonna ask him what he thinks about cancel culture.
and then
because I'm sure he's got some really nuanced good opinions on that.
I'm sure, yeah. I think he's probably he probably has some very strong opinions on critical race theory, which he just learned about two days ago. Yeah,
yeah. Just he was recently told some.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. And just he moved on to making like a sub like Zynga style like mobile game kind of stuff. And including like the most recent stuff is like actually a kind of fun looking VR game called Colorblind, where one person has to sort these different objects into different by their different colors, but only other people can see what the color is. So it's about communicating what those are. That sounds like a fun little like component of a game or whatever, like a jam game or whatever. Yeah. But then also he's just like doing development in Autodesk. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This timeline is foul. this is all excruciating garbage. Some of which in French.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
up to blue slot machine unannounced. Unannounced in 2016. Yeah. Yeah. Now, like just you got into making gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Zalula.
Yeah.
I don't care if you let me play as a eyeball. Which I enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah, it was actually good.
Thanks everybody for voting for this.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate you. This was fun. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm going to try to get this into Duckstream, even regardless of the fact that the creator is disgusting. Like, we'll just claim him, but it's too fun of a
I wouldn't. Just because he turned out to be a shit doesn't mean that the thing he made when he was a kid is bad. So
yeah. He's, you know, you're a child when you're 20.
Yep.
Thank you for supporting us. You've already done the things.
Mm-hmm.
We like you.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think so. Cool. So, as our friend Digitrev, on Twitter always says, until next time, go fuck yourself, San Diego.